morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
But now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So say good morning!
Ah, good morning! Son, please, was it my
good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, this is the Thursday Big Breakfast on 2RRR 88.5 with Stokesy, Matty G and LT, and we're hoping you're having
am I at the end again? Sorry.
Hello, Sydney. How are we all doing?
Man, thanks for interrupting my...
I've been
mentally preparing that opening for, you know, the last half hour, and you guys...
You threw me off and you said, I'm turning you on about 30 seconds ago. Anyway.
I had to think for a moment there. Good morning, Sydney. How are we today? I don't care. Okay. What is going on? Well, I don't care. Do you know what? Unless you're dead,
Matt,
I don't care. I hope you're having a lovely day.
Yeah. Matt, you should care about how people's mornings are going at 6 in the morning.
Absolutely.
How's your morning going?
My morning's been fantastic so far.
So far?
I must admit.
What did you do?
I got out of bed.
Wrote the comb across your head?
You know, did my my morning urination ritual.
He actually sleeps with two pillows on either side of his head, so his hair sticks up like that.
That's right. I do, actually.
It's the Thursday Big Breakfast, ladies and gentlemen, with, of course, the Beavis and Butthead of early morning radio. What's happening today? We've got War of the Roses. We've got a whole lot of War of the Roses.
He said war.
we got our theme, something that you guys have introduced to the show. Is a weekly theme.
Yeah, a theme. Got to be a theme.
What was your theme a couple of weeks ago, Stitch?
My theme was bravery.
Bravery.
Brave. Being brave, yeah.
And LT, what was your...
Getting to know us.
Getting to know. And what is today's theme? I'll get you to say it because I can't.
Lisps. I mean, lists.
That's right. It is lists. What in life, people make lists all the time. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Okay. So, phrase of the day, I honestly believe should come from one of the greatest movies of all time for making lists. Tell me what you think.
That's the worst sweater I've ever seen. It's a Cosby sweater. A Cosby sweater. A Cosby sweater.
What is that movie?
No idea.
It's not the Cosby Show, obviously.
Was it Cusack?
Get in there.
What? Was that who it was?
It was.
Is it that movie where on the cover he's got snot all over his face? What movie was that? on the cover of the DVD.
Snodballs? I don't know.
Okay, that movie and that phrase of the day for you to use was from the movie High Fidelity.
That's it.
The ultimate movie for making lists.
We're not very good on War of the Roses already.
Yeah,
already.
You got it.
Already downhill.
And that's where the show starts.
I'm determined to win this time. I'm determined to win.
You're determined to win?
Yeah. I don't want to be wearing women's clothing again.
Well, we have the War of the Roses at 7 o'clock for anyone who's still listening in or tunes in around about that time. And we also have our usual topics. What are we going to cover today? Some zombie stuff?
I haven't read the list yet.
We've got planking coming up.
It's zombie month.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
It's zombie month. And it coincides with the planking. Kind of.
Planking, zombies, and that little boy who can stick metal to himself.
From Croatia.
From Croatia, of course. But let's keep the breakfast going. Let's get it started. It's a show about lists, and this song really defines it. Don't, you know, I did it to myself, really, didn't I? Thursday, Big Breakfast. This is 88 lines about 44 women. This is 2RRR 88.5 FM with LT, Stokesy and Maddie.
Put me first.
That was one of your more...
that was a radio
smooth,
voice.
Smooth, svelte...
Svelte.
Svelte. Yeah, it was very svelte.
Very svelte.
It was a velvety intro.
You are like velvet,
svelte,
my friend.
Isn't that what those pads come with a svelte core?
I don't want to know about the pads you're using, Maddie.
What pads?
Girly pads.
We're not talking about sanitary pads already, are we?
Now, this is a family show. I don't know what you're talking about. Velvet.
Yes.
Planking. Have you heard of planking?
No, you guys were just filling me in on it. I've been stuck in a hole for the
I don't know why. Planking's in such a big thing all of a sudden. I mean, I know girls that have been planking for years and years and years when you get them home. So I don't see what the big deal is now.
I think it's taking photos of it.
Again, I don't see the big deal.
See, I mean, in the old days when you got, you know, got busted taking a photo of a girl planking, you know, you got in trouble. Now it's...
I know, now they're all out in the open.
Something to do.
I can't believe they're, you know, showing off their best positions in public. Like that, you know. It's great. It's good for us as blokes because now we know which girls are good at planking and which ones aren't, I suppose. It's good. I think it's great for chiropractors too. I think chiropractors must be... You know, jumping for joy, seeing people with great posture.
Good posture.
Planking all the time. Actually, I heard a rumour that it's been around for ages and it's only just been recently that it's become a phenomenon.
But it's always...
It used to be called Silver Bullet. Someone was telling me it used to be called Silver Bullet years ago and people were doing it a few years ago, but it never really took off.
I
only heard about it a couple of days ago and it was when some idiot went and planked across the top of a cop car, which I don't see an issue with. You know, he lay on a cop car, they took a photo, he got off the cop car. The cops arrested him and charged him.
I think they're pretty strict about not touching police cars. Like you can't
unless
even,
they ask you to.
You can't even touch them when you walk past it.
Like if they say put your hand on the car, then you go, okay, and then you're allowed.
The thing is,
if the cops go, mate, you're under arrest, please plank on the car. Yeah. you're all right, you're okay. Yeah.
You have the right to remain planked.
Don't move. I'm not moving till you take a photo.
No, anyway, yes.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, they arrested the guy. It was all over the news. And next thing you know, my cousin who's an Ambo, there's a photo of him and he's on his office desk doing it. And everyone suddenly is doing it.
So wait, he's an Ambo.
Yeah.
And he decided to plank in an office.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. If he had access to ambulances, he'd be planking all over the ambulance.
I know. He works in media relations.
He's an office ambo.
No, I mean, he used to do...
He's riding the desk.
I think he's seen enough dread and fear in his
life. So it's a big Facebook thing, is it?
It's a big Facebook thing.
You get your photo and
the Wednesday Big Breakfast yesterday had AJ in a dress and lipstick because he lost a bet regarding the bunnies. Oh, by the way, you owe me $5.
He pointed at me, everybody. And I will gladly give him $5 because we kicked ass.
Yeah, the bunnies did all right.
Go, you bunnies.
Bunnies look good.
So it was good to see there was another radio personality wearing women's clothes apart from
women's attire.
There is a photo on his Wednesday Facebook of him across this desk in a G-string and a dress planking right where your arm is now, LT.
Lovely.
Right, pretty much his crotch would be where your elbow
is. I'm never going to wash this arm again.
Yep.
So
which is always good for a
show. The whole world's turned into a bunch of plankers. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Well, I'm going to non-plank. I'm going to come out with my own thing, staple. Hey?
That's a good one. I like that.
What are you going to do?
Staple.
So what is a staple going to look like?
A staple.
You're
going to contort yourself into a staple?
Yep. Into like a U-shaped type.
Wow. Or what you could do, you'd be the paperclip, and you could walk around pretending to be the paperclip on the computer.
That'd be too sort of bendy, and I'm not that flexible.
I
reckon curl up into a fetal and be a paperclip.
Do the fetal.
I reckon that'd be a good one. Or you could maybe just hunch over yourself on your knees and be a pebble.
Alright, we're going to do pebbling.
Pebbling.
Yeah, pebbling.
That's the new thing. Yeah. 2RRR, we're bringing pebbling to it.
Yep, yep.
Be original. Don't plank. Pebble.
Pebble, yeah.
Fair enough. We're going to be the first ones today. We're going to take photos of LT, Maddie and Stokesy. Pebbling.
Yeah, we're going to start a new craze.
And we'll have it up on our Facebook.
And it's a lot safer. So all you police that are listening, pebbling is going to be a lot safer. People won't pebble.
Yes, pebble
on,
behind.
On balconies.
You can't pebble on a car because you'll roll off.
No, exactly.
And if you're in the pebble position and you fall 8 stories, you're probably going to make more damage.
Thursday, Big Breakfast, 2RRR. The wackiness has kicked in at 6:15 in the morning.
Oh, Zool, you nut now.
Zooling. Maybe we should do Zooling
instead. Hey, that's something. That's a good one. I like that.
She floated in the air. Mm. That's what you got to do. Float in the air and take photos of yourself.
Exactly.
But she did ninja flipping and then, you know, smack down with lightning around the feet. Or do you have to go around turning your girlfriend into a dog? Leave that one alone, don't you? Thursday Big Breakfast.
And tumbleweeds.
Let's keep us going. You know, another song. It's from the Butthole Surfers called The Wooden Song.
Best name ever.
The Wooden.
Oh, you're up next week. What have you got planned for us?
Next week, I've got heaps of stuff planned. I've got music.
I can tell, by the way, you're stalling for time.
I've got music. Music. I'm gonna.
That works.
Yep, I'm gonna music. Press some buttons.
We're gonna talk.
I'm gonna press some buttons. And I'm gonna, you know, help the people of the Hunters Hill region get
also,
up to date with what's going on with the world.
Don't we also have the police and the?
We do have the police in next week.
We need a topic.
We have the cat lady also having a chat to us as well, haven't we?
So you're going to be taking the cat lady.
Maybe we can ask what the arrest was for planking, like what the charge was.
Yes. Ooh, I don't know if he would say it. I don't know if he's allowed to.
I'm sure he probably doesn't even know.
Yeah, but we're not going to say what did you charge the dude that was planking.
Yeah, but the guy's dead.
No.
Oh, you talk about the other guy. I'm getting confused. All this planking is freaking me out.
Not the guy that fell off the thing. The guy that planked on the cop car and got arrested.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay, we can ask him that.
That just doesn't sound... That was the guy who planked on a cop car. The topic today, Stokesy, you're bringing it to us. Metal Boy. Tell us about him.
Metal Boy.
Well, last week we had a chat about, and I think LT brought it up, what superhero power would you like to have?
And I said I would like to
You
have,
said all of them.
I'd like to mimic... The only other two, yeah. which was sleeping in time, and
yep.
Yeah, LT wanted invisible. To stop time. I wanted to be invisible.
I had pink eye. No, that was
your
something.
Pink
that
eye
was
and his red eye.
Pink
eye and red eye.
That's right.
Anyway,
yeah. So go on.
Well, anyway, this week, you know, I was surfing the net as I do, busy at work, and I came across a story in Croatia. There's a 12-year-old kid, a little boy. Who attracts metal to himself. So he's like the real-life Magneto.
He has a magnetic personality.
He attracts metal to himself.
It does. And there's a great photo of him where he's got all these knives and forks sort of attached to him.
Surely I was aware that cutlery was generally magnetic. Yeah.
Well, he seems to attract it. Maybe, and there was a great
was
line. It's in Croatia.
Little fat kid. And they literally put all kinds of metal on him. And then they say that he has healing hands because the magnetic fields.
It fits your arthritis.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the best part of the whole story was there was they've been obviously checking him out and they've been running tests. And supposedly he's most magnetic in the mornings. Now, you know, I think every little kid at about 13 years old is probably the most magnetic right when they wake up.
Do you reckon they throw him on the couch to try to pick up all the change out of the back of the couch?
Not a bad idea. Hey?
Well, importantly, they stick him on top of the television and move his arms around a little bit.
What would you use him for? I can't put him near a TV. It'll destroy it.
I reckon he'd get stuck on a train. Maybe if he was right near one of those, you know, pole things, he probably wouldn't be able to get off.
How good would he be as a pole dancer? He could float up in the air. That's how you...
It's true, no hands.
Genius. So he can't get an MRI machine.
I don't know. Or he'd be great at the airport because if you walk right by him, your metal would go straight towards him.
So then you wouldn't get caught through the metal.
You'd be stuck to the kid.
Yeah, but imagine if you could build his powers, like when he gets to a teenager and he's got a beautiful woman in front of him, and he goes whack, and you know, with his hand, off comes her belt buckle and. I mean, those are the kind of things.
That's
that
very
I think
glamorous,
about.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Wham.
Yeah.
Wham.
Wham. Bring off your belt buckle.
Wham. And wham. The dirt is gone.
out come the fillings from your teeth.
Matt,
I reckon
you
should definitely do infomercials, mate. Yeah. Seriously, that was pretty impressive, that wham that you just
did. Speaking of that ad.
You could replace the bam guy.
The sham wow.
No, you know, bam, the dirt is gone.
Yeah, so you could do it easy.
I hate that. Funny thing, I mean, the guy, you know, he might have magic metal powers and everything, but I bet you he still can't undo a bra.
If it was a metallic bra.
What if it's an underwire bra? He'd be all right.
I reckon. If it's an underwire. Not that I'm an expert or anything. I just whip it off the top of their heads.
So you just peel it off like a
chop. Chew it off. Trying to get in there.
Don't even bother taking it off, to be honest.
Is iron magnetic?
I don't know.
Because aren't we got heaps of iron in our... I'm just thinking about ways he could...
Well, I mean, if you watch the X-Men things, you know, extra iron, Magneto can control it, and so the theory's there. Because comic books are based on
real life.
Well, I think it might just be, you know, I think he'd probably grow out of it. I don't think it'd go into adulthood, but...
Well, I hope it gets stronger as he gets older.
What, so he becomes a superhero and
he
can pull submarines out of the water and stuff like that?
By the time he's 90, he's just stuck to walls everywhere because he's so magnetic he can't.
He's got to put him in a glass house.
Yep.
He'd be an oddity that we'd all check out all the time.
Put him in a zoo.
Put him in a glass house. Yep. Then he could throw stones. Isn't that how the saying goes?
I don't know.
Did I George Bush it?
George Bush it.
I think I did.
No, that's right. People who live in... No, he shouldn't throw stones.
He shouldn't. That's right. He shouldn't walk around naked either.
Because people can see him.
Yeah.
Thursday Big Breakfast, where the whole show's just gone surreal. Let's keep the morning going. Get a bit of music. Keeping with the theme of the topic.
Make
how
a
about
list.
A little bit of Lionel Richie's "Stuck on You"?
Lionel,
I know. Stuck great on song. You,
greatest ever.
They listen to Triple R in the birdie with the third. They make the breakfast in the bird in the pan in the bird.
Thursday Big Breakfast, and that was the chef from the Muppets. Wasn't it, Stokesy?
Yeah, he had a cold that day. He'd been chefing outside for
Better
more, Homes and Gardens, and he got a cold.
Swedish.
Yeah, well, you know, he's been travelling a lot, so he's
picked up
his accent's kind of rounding off. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thursday Big Breakfast. It's Thursday, and we have our theme of today is. Let me swallow first. Lists.
Yeah.
Let me swallow first.
For everyone out there, it's lists.
It is lists. In life, people make lists about different things. And obviously, the greatest movie of all time that ever really defined lists, besides 10 Things I Hate About You, would be High Fidelity. Where
was that based on Taming of the Shrew?
That was based on Taming of the Shrew.
You're very learned, aren't you, Peter?
It's Peter. Nobody ever calls me Peter.
Peter.
I feel like I'm in trouble.
Our phrase of the day today, you know, that phrase that we want you to go out and start a conversation with, it's a conversation starter, is this one from High Fidelity.
That's the worst sweater I've ever seen. It's a Cosby sweater. A Cosby sweater. A Cosby sweater.
Pretty much what Stokesy wears most of the time. Okay.
Unbelievable. I'm over here innocently making a list of things, and you... Unbelievable.
Well, I managed to find on the High Fidelity CD in an Easter egg, an Easter egg. Do you know what an Easter egg is on a DVD?
No. I'm assuming it's...
What kind of geek are you? You don't know what an Easter egg is on a DVD.
There's Easter eggs in video games too.
Call me old fashioned, but I thought an Easter egg was hidden around the garden and you go find them and you eat them.
Well, that's
pretty
very
much
similar.
That's exactly what it is. You have to go through the DVD and there are certain little key, like for example, in Lord of the Rings, the box sets. If you go down the menu,
nerd alert.
If you go down the menus,
is that the MTV?
Yeah, if you go down the menus and you click down, it'll come up with an extra little hidden track, and you hit play, and it's for example the MTV one. Yep. And all of them do it.
There's also what's his face accepting the Oscar.
Wasn't that a good one?
Gollum.
Yeah.
Accepting the Oscar.
Whatever
MTV. It was. MTV
if you haven't
or
seen
whatever
it,
whatever it was.
Hilarious. But that aside, this is an Easter egg from High Fidelity. Now, today is about lists, and this is a list by John Cusack, Jack Black, and the other one.
That's where the list ends.
Yeah. Talking about what songs to make love to. So, guys, what songs to make love to? I'm going to get their opinion, then I'm going to get yours. What is the top 5 songs to make love to?
Hi, it's J. Michael Vincent. Looks like you found the soundtrack page.
Hey.
Sup?
Means you get another top 5 list.
How'd you like to hear our top 5 songs to make love to?
You know what I like? The Monster Mash.
Yeah.
It was a graveyard smash.
When I am making love to my woman, Shock the Monkey by Mr. Peter Gabriel.
Fla, 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 fla.
Shh. Legal Affairs.
Sorry. And, of course, my favorite is Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis in the News. I really like when I'm, you know, themed to Miami Vice.
And the theme to the McLaughlin Group.
Ringa! You know, now that I think about it, I don't care what I listen to, as long as I'm satisfying the Great Pumpkin.
I'm not even talking without the microphone. There you go. That was Jack Black and...
Cusack and the other Black.
Thank you. Their top 5 songs to make love to. Now, I don't want to know what your top 5 songs to make love to are.
Why not? I want to tell them to everyone.
All right. What would your top 5 songs to make love to?
I've only got 3.
All right. Give me your top
3. I've only done it 3 times. And what was on the radio of those three times was Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. Okay. That kind of fits.
Yes. That's well, it depends.
That's really what I'm offering, ladies, a Sledgehammer.
Give yourself a rap.
So you're kind born, of, so you're kind of puttery and you kind of fall.
No, I'm a Sledgehammer, mate. I break down walls.
Okay.
I smash through things. Mm. You know.
Romantic.
Yeah,
go
that's
on.
What I do. Born to Be Alive. Yep. One of the greatest songs ever to...
Because I'm born.
Bounce to.
Mm-hmm.
Born to be alive.
Born to be alive.
Born to be alive. Got to be alive.
Yeah, we don't need to sing them.
Song three, please.
And song three was anything by the Proclaimers. They were really sexy.
Yeah, that was cool.
So you would walk 500 miles.
And I'd walk another 500 more.
I can't imagine why are you single, by the way? Is it just you haven't found the right woman or they haven't found you?
I'm single for scientific genetic reasons.
We don't want his line to continue.
What about you, LT?
Number one song would probably be Tetris Theme.
Great theme. Great theme. Good thing to build upon as well.
Could you think about how to fit things and
yep,
all
true.
Of that?
Yeah, yeah. Finding great. The hole. Doing the right thing.
Do the theme just in case anyone doesn't know.
No. I did it once. I tell you what.
It's very Russian.
I've got a techno version of it. I'll play it one day.
Okay, nice.
Make sure you tuned in for that.
Number two is probably the Mario theme.
You do it a lot while there's a video game on, don't
you? Yeah, pretty much. Because I press pause.
Oh, good.
Do the do. And then
oh, you're
go
so
back
romantic.
To, go back to playing. No, we don't.
Most people wouldn't even do that.
Probably.
I mean, that's the great thing about a Wii now, you know. You can keep
you
doing
can
that.
You can do it while you're playing. I've got the Kinect as well, so.
Oh, okay. Kinect while you're connecting,
that's a game
eh?
I want to play.
They actually have. I don't know if we can do it at this time of the morning. There's a game called I Vibrate with the control pad vibrates and there's a camera on either side for you and your partner.
You're kidding.
You connect over the PlayStation Network.
No way.
What's the game that you meant to play? But obviously
that's what the game's called, I Vibrate. And the control pads sort of vibrate and then there's like a camera on either end.
So all you ladies, get down to your video game stores.
I think you have to play with another person on the other end though.
Oh. See, that's the reason I'm single. I hate playing with other people.
Mm.
Now, I did have a very good song then, but I forgot what it was. It was a legitimate one, but I forgot
a real
what it
song.
Was.
Well, I have another list of what you
that's
guys...
That's what it was. Tim mentioned only a ginger can call another ginger ginger.
But you're...
there you go.
The song's called Prejudice.
Yeah, it is
fair enough.
It is Prejudice.
Anyway. And obviously you're married to a ginger?
I am. I'm a gingerphobe. No. What's it when you like them? Gingerphile.
Gingerphile. I have a question. No, I'm not going to. I have a. No, I'm not.
Okay. Okay, Maddie just had an aneurysm, by the way. I think he just might have a mild stroke.
Yeah.
Well, funnily enough, that's what. Nope, can't go there either. Thursday, big breakfast, and I have one more suggestion for a list. And I want the people out there to consider this. I want your top five songs, or top three songs, to play at your funeral. Now, I don't just want, you know, Marvin Gaye and, you know, all the classics. I don't want any of the classics, you know, Somewhere Over the Rainbow or any of that. I'm talking, if you're going to die, let's be a bit humorous. Let's give people a bit of a smile since they're a bit sad, generally, that you're dead. What would be your top three songs for, you know, your funeral? Myself, Highway to Hell comes to mind.
Yeah.
Bit of AC/DC.
Yeah.
See You Later, Alligator.
It's a good one.
It's a good good one.
Yeah.
What about you guys? What would be a good song that you would go to your silent time?
I think for my funeral, I'd go with Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. Born to Be Alive.
Yeah. I'd probably go the
and
Tetris
anything
theme.
By the Proclaimers.
The Tetris theme. The Mario theme. Yeah, I haven't really done too much thought about it, I've got to be honest. What's something
you haven't
I'd
thought
like?
About your own funeral yet?
No, I'd like to think that's years off.
Have you thought about your parents' funeral?
No, it's morbid.
Well, it depends on how you look at
morbid.
It, you know. I like to be planning ahead.
Maybe when my mum dies, ding-dong,
the witch is
dead.
What about your mother-in-law?
No.
Your mother-in-law? Have you thought of your
mother-in-law's
funeral?
No, I get along with my mother-in-law very well.
Doesn't mean you don't want their house. You want their house, don't you?
No.
I think one of my songs would be Bon Jovi, Sleep When I'm Dead.
Mm. Yeah, that's the yeah, that's good.
What about,
good
one. I mean, a really bad one.
Blaze of Glory.
I've heard it
Blaze of Glory, there you go.
Me? But the problem is, I've heard at funerals, you know, Lay Me Down, A Bed of Roses, Bon Jovi, and you just go, oh.
Yeah, that's painful.
Of all the Bon Jovi you could play at a funeral, not Bed of Roses.
Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah, Never Say Goodbye.
Painful. And I reckon A Bed of Roses would be itchy, can I say? I don't think it'd be very romantic at all.
Or stabby
bloody
as well.
Itchy, yeah. Be thorns.
Stabby and itchy. And that is
Isn't
where
that
the
a cartoon?
Pardon?
Isn't that a cartoon? Stabby and Itchy?
Should be.
Itchy and Scratchy.
That's close.
Thursday Big Breakfast. Let's keep the music going.
Stabby.
Stabby.
What about Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Yeah,
that's
that
a good
might
one.
Work.
Or Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I'm Never Gonna Dance Again.
Dancing in the Dark.
Dancing in the Dark?
Yeah. I think so. I think we should write a song called Help, I'm Still Alive in This Coffin.
Yeah, see that it worked.
I like it.
On my coffin, I am going to have a sticker that says, I lost 10 kilos in 10 days, ask me how.
They used to have the bell, didn't they, on graves?
My sticker's going to say, if you could read this, you're far too close.
Didn't they?
Objects may appear more dead.
I want to have.
If I can't see you, you can't see me. What? Well, hang on.
Actually, we were driving along the other day. There's a truck in front of us that said, "If you can see my mirrors, if you can see my mirrors, show us your tits."
Now that's a good bumper sticker for your coffin. Hey, can we? That's another suggestion, everyone. Send in your suggestions for a good bumper sticker for your coffin. It's a good idea to put stickers on a
I'm
coffin.
I'm
going to
have best before and then the date that I die.
What about if this coffin's a rocking? Let me out.
I'm not dead yet.
They used to bury people with bells. Did you know? With a bit of string they'd hold, put in their hand with a bell.
Because that helps 8 feet under.
Because if you were dying, you rang the bell. I mean, if you weren't dead, you rang the bell.
Right.
People would dig you out.
No way.
Because they didn't have as good techniques for diagnosing death and stuff like that. Anyway.
That's a good bit of trivia right there. Mm.
There you go.
There's a big breakfast. Let's keep it going. AC/DC. Highway to Hell. Thursday Big Breakfast, and hello to you too, Stokesy, LT, and me,
Maddie G.
People, good morning. We hope you're listening in. We had someone text in. What are they texting about, Stokesy?
They were obviously listening, which is a bit strange. There's an actual person out there listening.
What are we going to do?
Supposedly Saved by the Bell, the term Saved by the Bell actually came from what you were just talking about, LT, with the bell going into the coffin.
See?
And so, I know, Matty, you had another saying.
My saying was an axe to grind. Where does that come from?
I would have thought it would have come from a lumberjack. So, LT, yep. Over
and,
to you.
Loggers and jammers.
Lumberjack man, midget monkey man, and the lumberjack.
That's right. This is the Thursday Big Breakfast with Matty G, midget monkey man, and the lumberjack.
Yep.
Now, are you still happy to be at the end of that one?
I like the lumberjack.
How did I get midget monkey man?
You're the one who said it, wasn't
did I?
Me.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm proud of it then.
That was your voice.
Yeah. What a lovely voice it is.
The midget monkey man.
So call in.
Yeah, Axe to Grind.
So Axe to Grind.
Where's Axe to Grind from?
9816-2938. Where does Axe to Grind come from? Where do any of those phrases come from? Now, guys, zombies. It's the month of the zombie.
It is zombie month. Yeah, I only found out about it the
is
other
it
day.
Is it zombie awareness month? Or is
no,
it...
it's actually zombie month. May is the month for zombies. And supposedly a
you
lot of...
You meant to wear a grey armband?
A grey, no, one of those, you know those little ribbon things that they wear for breast cancer? Well, supposedly we're meant to be wearing grey ribbons for zombie month. And
are we trying to save the zombies or what?
No, I think it's just you know being aware of
zombies
the impending
too,
apocalypse.
Man. Right.
So it's about being, you know, prepared, being ready.
Yep.
You know, it's about, you know.
Do you have a zombie plan? Do you have a mental?
I've been training for years to deal with zombies.
What do you got planned?
Like Resident Evil.
I've been playing House of the Dead a lot.
House of the Dead. Yeah, that's all training for zombie killing.
We have to put this into context. I mean, there are many possible zombie apocalypses. Let's go with the virus one, which wipes out most of the
population. T-virus.
Yep. The T-virus one. Yep. They only come out generally at night, not during the day.
Yep.
And they will slowly die off over time, but you've got to give it that amount of time.
It depends, though. If it's a 28 days type zombie, they do still run around in the daytime.
Well, there's a slight...
So it just depends on what movie you're going to base your...
Well, we're doing the I Am... Was it I Am Legend? Was that the Will Smith one?
That's the Will Smith one, yeah.
A good friend of mine suggests that we find a Telstra building and lock ourselves down in it.
Why the Telstra building?
Why the Telstra building?
That was the same question we had for it. He said it's a secure building, but... Like we were thinking, maybe.
Have you been in the Telstra building? It would just be a perfect place for zombies.
So, I know Jace no likes window. To listen to...
Thing is, if you try to get into the Telstra building, you'd be on hold for ages before you got in.
Well, maybe because you've got to line out as well.
So and, you know, getting onto that subject, on that subject of...
Telstra building?
No, security and being in there. Part of Zombie Month and part of my research into the zombie phenomenon,
yep.
I came across, there's a building in Sweden.
Yep.
It's a house. Someone's built it. And it's zombie-proof. It's the world's first zombie-proof house. And if you get on news.com.au, you'll find the article there. And it actually has movable parts, this house. It actually works like a Rubik's Cube in that when the sun goes down, it turns into just basically this garage. Like the way it becomes like a shell thing that goes around the house.
Yep.
And it shuts down at night. And it has a moat as well. It has a little bridge that people have to go across to get onto the premises.
So does he fire the bridge when the zombie attacks?
Yeah, and there's a quarantine station there as well. So there's like where the visitors show up, they have to wait in this room and, you know, they get...
Burning pitch, all of that?
Whatever happens to them, and then they go into the house.
Where would you go? The apocalypse is upon you. There's you and a couple of mates. There's probably other people out there, but where would you go? Any suggestions? I actually run this scenario through my head more than a couple of times.
That's because you're a total freak.
I know. I've got a couple of good ideas, but I want to see what would you think off the top of your head?
I'd probably go into the centre of Australia.
Centre of Australia? I mean, there's not exactly a lot of, the ability to grow food, water.
I'd say there's a lot of zombies out there already, mate.
Yeah, so.
No, but surely they wouldn't go there. There's nothing there.
Big rock.
Yeah, but there's no food, water, or the ability to really shelter there either. So where else would you go? What about you, Stokesy? Where do you think you'd go?
Well, I'd go to the Oxford Tavern first and have a pretty good time, check out some flesh. And then
peeling off the bones.
I'd check out some zombie strippers.
There was a movie called Zombie Strippers.
And then I'd go to... where would I go after that? It's a good question. I'd probably...
A bank vault.
Bank vault?
Not
nice
a bad idea.
And dark underground where they're probably already... How's this for a suggestion, Dave?
I'd go Centrepoint Tower.
This is where I'd go if I had two children.
Revolving restaurant.
Glass elevator.
If it was
or
me,
you can eat.
If it was me, the wife, and a couple of pets, I'd go out to that little...
Ten
cats, three dogs. I'd go out to that island in the middle of Sydney Harbour, you know, the one with the...
Cockatoo?
Not Cockatoo. That little one with the cannon
tower. Oh, Pitch Gut.
That's it. Nice amount of space. You got a
Fort Denison for those people that don't know what Pinchgut is.
Yep. Fort. You got a Fort Cannon, rock solid base on there that you can be safe in. The zombies can't get to you.
Mate, I've partied out there, and I'm telling you, the zombies would get there. I mean, if I can get there for a party, zombies.
I reckon zombies could get there. The ferries would run, wouldn't they?
They'd be able to catch a water taxi. It'd cost them a fortune, but they'd get there.
Just jump on the old jet cat.
Or
you're there.
Or if I was thinking about if I had a group of people, maybe like 100, I would set up at...
Wait, friends? You're talking about friends?
Friends.
Come on now, be serious. We're talking about zombies now, right?
I would set up at the army base out at...
Holdsworthy.
There's plenty of...
Tanks.
Firearms.
Plenty of firearms, buildings, a whole lot. The only issue I have is, and maybe for all you people out there listening who are worried
paranoid,
about the
delusional
zombie apocalypse, we are the only state with a nuclear reactor.
Yep.
So they don't run very well on zombies.
Is it a real nuclear reactor, though?
It's got nuclear rods and stuff in it. It's not a big one that can melt down easily, but let's be honest. If no one's running it, God knows
what. If I had a group of 100 friends, I'd take out like the Queen Mary tour, one of them, and just sit on a cruise liner, hijack it with my 100 friends.
Zombies won't know you're there if you plank.
I'd pebble.
Pebble, yeah.
Thursday Big Breakfast, let's get the music going. I have no idea what's on.
Thursday Big Breakfast.
Ludo smell bad.
Thursday Big Breakfast. That's right. Ludo does smell bad. Guys, thank you very much for filling us in on Zombie Awareness Week, month.
Yep, so be aware, guys. Yep, have your plan.
I'm going to look it up.
Have your plan in case it happens.
Exactly.
And now, don't trust any of your workmates. They
7:06. That's, I think, the first time call we've done so far this morning.
What time is it?
7:06.
Jeez.
It is War of the Roses. Guys, what is War of the Roses?
It's a game where you sadistically make us answer questions.
So that you can eventually see us half naked.
It is.
You freak.
It is a movie trivia.
What do you mean, us, LT, by the way? You haven't bared any skin at all.
I assume I'm going to lose this one.
Movie trivia show. Movie trivia portion where we give you a bit of movie trivia and you guys,
have we got
buzzers? Answer it. No buzzers today, because what will happen is I've got what we're doing is a selection of 5 quotes from movies, played back to back really fast. I'm going to play the first one for Stokesy, the second one for yourself. You've got to get as many of the movies as you can out of them.
There's confused, but I've got a piece of paper just so I can write stuff down.
Just like high school, huh?
Now,
confused, so, but you got a pen.
Confused, but I got a pen.
So I'll explain it again. We're going to be playing 5 movie quotes back to back from the original movie. You've got to pick.
Are they all the same movie?
Nope, different movies.
Right. And what do we do?
And you have to. I don't like you. All right. And the loser, most likely to be LT, unfortunately, yeah, it's a big breakfast and we want to make sure you're healthy. And we've got a 250ml bottle of prune juice for the loser to drink.
Great.
Nice.
Prune juice.
What colour would you call that, Susie?
I would call that morning after VB throw up colour.
So the loser will have to scull a 250ml bottle of Sunraysia prune juice just to make them feel a bit better in the morning. So, guys, are you ready?
Can I say that is an improvement from... I was expecting Matty to maybe want us to pour that on ourselves or something.
Cover ourselves
like
in prune oil.
All right. Unfortunately, due to a huge administrative cock-up in the radio station, we're going to have to turn the microphones off while we play these things. And then so if you're wondering why we're clicking on and off, ladies and gentlemen, we have a slight microphone issue. Don't worry. We will be right back. Here is the first War of the Roses play. This is for Stokesy. Stokesy, get ready. Feel free to play at home, ladies and gentlemen.
Tonight's forecast. A freeze is coming.
It's turkey time. Gobble, gobble.
You sack of wine!
I don't like sound. It's coarse and rough and irritating. And it gets everywhere.
I'm sorry, Wilson! Wilson, I'm sorry!
Stokesy, should I play it one more time? Just one more time. And for everyone out there, we're only going to play it twice on these first two. And, LT is crying already. How do you think you went on that one, LT? Do you think you could have picked up all 5?
No.
All right, here we go. We're going to play it one more time. Let's see if Stokesy can get it. Feel free to play at home.
Tonight's forecast. A freeze is coming.
It's turkey time. Gobble, gobble.
You sack of wine!
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
I'm sorry, Wilson! Wilson, I'm sorry!
Stokesy! There are 5 movie quotes in there. What are they?
I only got 2 of them, to be honest.
All right, fair enough.
The first one's Batman Forever, or Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin, yep, that's right. Yep.
Can I, like, pick 4 and get one of them right eventually?
Okay.
Cheat!
Let's see if Stokesy can pick his 5.
Sorry.
And I got, are you okay now?
No, but yeah. Batman Returns, Batman Forever, Batman Begins, Batman, it was one of them. Sorry.
Next. Next.
You know all the Batman movies, it's impressive.
The Nate's forecast.
Yeah, I bet all your quotes are just going to be from Batman.
Yeah.
And the last one is from a movie that LT and I went to the movies to watch together.
Oh, that was lovely.
And he fell asleep.
I did.
He fell asleep.
On your lap?
No, he fell asleep with his hand in my popcorn. And the funny thing about it, it's a movie Castaway, right? That's the movie. But
yep.
He fell asleep before he got stuck on the island. So LT, and then he woke up and he was already rescued. And so when LT woke up, he was like, LT was like, so what's happened?
This is War of the Roses. To give you an idea, the theme today is lists, and these quotes are all from a list of the cheesiest quotes of all time in movies.
I think one of them was that jumper thing, wasn't it? Jumper. Was it Jumper?
Nope.
I don't know. You know where he transports around?
Right actor,
same
wrong
dude?
Movie.
Okay.
Can you pick any of them from there?
No.
All right. For people at home who are
really
listening,
I got two.
The first one was Batman and Robin. The second one was Gigi, or whatever it was, with Ben Affleck and Lopez.
Yes.
Third one was Brad Pitt from Troy. You sack of wine!
Never saw it.
And fourth one was Attack of the Clones. It was Anakin Skywalker going, I don't like sand, it's all itchy. And as Stokesy got, number four was Castaway. Now, LT, are you ready for your one? Why are you hiding your head, man? Here we go. Remember, this is War of the Roses. Play at home, ladies and gentlemen.
If they're all fantasy, I'm going to kick your ass, Matt.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
In 30 seconds, you'll be dead. Then I'll blow this place up and be home in time for cornflakes.
I've just been revoked.
Do you enjoy pain?
Pain don't hurt.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Thursday Big Breakfast, War of the Roses. Do you want me to play it one more time for you? I did it for Stokesy. Do you think you need it?
Yes.
All right, one more time for all you listening at home, the cheesiest phrases for you to listen to.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
In 30 seconds, you'll be dead. Then I'll blow this place up and be home in time for cornflakes.
Just been revoked.
Do you enjoy pain?
Pain don't hurt.
It might be a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Thursday Big Breakfast. LT, what would your five be there?
I got some two classics. And I don't even know about them. Die Hard and Kindergarten Cop.
All right, well, you got one, right? Which one did you think was Die Hard?
Just been revoked. No, that was Lethal Weapon.
Let's just rattle off all the action movies, eh? Oh, yeah, Die Hard. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Die Harder.
He's got four.
Die Hard 4.0.
Yeah, it was
Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Hey, he got it. All right, for you
Predator.
Play at home.
Predators.
The first one with the bubble gum. The first one with the bubble gum was They Live. It was a 1988 zombie movie. Such a cool phrase. I'd never heard of it, but I had to play it. Next one was Total Recall.
The one I get to choose, he's never heard of before. Total Recall.
The next one was Total Recall, was the cornflakes line.
Yep.
Lethal Weapon 2, as you got. The one, Pain Don't Hurt, was Patrick Swayze from Roadhouse.
You should know that one.
And, of course, Kindergarten Cop. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back after these announcements with the second half of War of the Roses. So far, it's two each. Who will be drinking the prune juice? It's the Thursday Big Breakfast. We're in the middle of the War of the Roses.
I just had a look. This is over my vitamin C intake for the day, so I can't drink it. I'm sorry.
The loser of War of the Roses today will have to drink a 250ml bottle of prune juice.
Daily intake of carbohydrates too high. It doesn't match my diet.
All right, number three, Stokesy. Are you ready? You only get to hear it once this time.
All right. What is it? Is this the same thing?
Same thing. We're gonna go. We've got five rounds of this. Two each, and then the final round. Here we go. Let's play it. Let's keep it going. War of the Roses, the cheesiest movie lines of all time.
I am directly below enemy scrotum.
Are you like some special forces guy or something?
Just a cook.
Put the bunny back in the box.
Get off my plane. Shit just got real.
Thursday Big Breakfast, War of the Roses. Stokesy, you had five movie quotes there from the cheesiest movies of all time. What were they?
I think I've got three of them.
All right, give it to me.
I'd love to hear them.
Give it to you.
Yep.
That's a different War of the Roses, isn't it? Under Siege.
Under Siege, correct.
Con Air. And Bad Boys.
Lovely. For the people, now I'm going to give the man a chance. Can you pick the other two?
Transformers.
Which one?
Second one, Revenge of the Fallen.
Yep.
Crap
was
film,
it
by
too
the way.
Too Fast, Too Furious?
The last one? No, it wasn't. For the last one, it was Air Force One with Harrison Ford.
What was the other one? The last one.
You got three of them.
I got Bad Boys. Bad Boys.
Bad Boys. All right. So, here we go, LT. Oh, you did write that down. LT, here we go. You get your first chance to pick this one. Everyone listening.
We're only going to listen once.
I only got one.
You had me at hello.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
But tonight, we died in hell!
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
It's like looking in a mirror, only not.
This is the Thursday Big Breakfast with War of the Roses, LT. Five movie quotes.
That was so easy.
Yeah, I only got, I reckon, three, maybe four. Jerry Maguire, Dirty Dancing, Face Off, and the Dying in Hell one, I don't know, 13th Warrior, maybe?
No. No.
He really wants you to win.
Okay,
he's giving you the eyeballs. I think he's offended that you missed one.
Now, it flicks over.
It was just too fast.
Star Wars was one of them.
Star Wars was one of them?
Yep.
And the Dying in Hell one was 300.
All
right, this is it. The final round. Five questions. Now,
can I ask what the Under the Scrotum one was from?
That was Transformers 2.
Right.
So that was when John Turturro was...
The word scrotum was in a Transformers movie.
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm. It was when Devastator was destroying
the pyramid.
The pyramid.
And sucking
And John Turturro is underneath it with the radio and the balls are hanging.
Jesus. I call him Jesus.
Now, this is it. The final round. You guys can beep in, so to speak.
Beep
in.
All right, you got to come up with your beep. What's your beep, LT?
Beep.
Yours, mine's beep.
All right, you got to pick. Get all five. Once you know as many as you can.
You better hold on tight, Spider Monkey.
I am going to make you as happy as a baby psycho on a straight diet after a bango.
I thought Christmas only comes once a year.
I love you, but we only have 14 hours to save the Earth.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Oh, that's right. Got to turn the microphones back on. All right. That last one was dedicated to you guys. Now, who's going to buzz in first?
What are we supposed
LT's
to do?
You're meant to buzz in and tell me this is your last chance. This is round five of War of the Roses.
Okay, buzz.
Buzz. All right.
I think I only know one of them, but I'll guess the second one. Top Gun was the last one.
Okay.
And I think one of them was James Bond, Tomorrow Never Dies or something.
Well, you're going to have to pick exactly which one of the 23 James Bond movies that was. So, are you going with Tomorrow Never Dies?
Yes.
All right. Wrong. LT. Sorry, Stokesy. Which one? What have you got?
I only got one.
All right.
Top Gun, the one at the end. I didn't know any of the other ones.
Okay. For the Spider Monkey was, for all you kids out there, Twilight. The one about the making you the happiest Cylon ever was Battlefield Earth. World is Not Enough was the James Bond one. And I Love You, Flash, but I've only got 14 hours to save the Earth was Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon.
Our points today, 5-6 to Stokesy, 5-6-7 to LT.
What?
Stokesy loses!
Where'd he get 7 from?
Stokesy loses! Oh my god! Hey, I was making the scores here. I know how it works. So
this is bullcrap. this is lies.
Thursday Big Breakfast. We're gonna put on a song. Probably. Yep.
I got seven. I'm just counting up my own score here. I've got Batman Forever. I've got Castaway. That's 2. Under Siege 3. Con Air 4. Bad Boys 5. Top Gun 6. Sledgehammer 7, The Proclaimers 8, and Born to Be Alive 9.
That's right. This week's War of the Roses has been...
Lies.
Sledgehammer.
This week's War of the Roses has been lost by Stokesy yet again.
I hate this game.
I don't know how I win, honestly. I was sitting with a blank expression on my face the entire time, not knowing what's going on.
Let's go to a song, and when we come back, Stokesy will have sculled an entire bottle of prune juice. We will have photos up on Facebook later on. Stokesy, stop looking at me like that, man.
I'm gonna...
What are you gonna do? It's the Thursday Big Breakfast with LT, Maddie, and a rather belligerent Stokesy.
I've got to shake it.
Not happy, Jan.
We just played War of the Roses, the movie trivia show where Stokesy always loses.
Can I say that prune juice honestly looks like someone's had a really runny crap and they've put it in a bottle?
I don't know.
I know, that's why I bought it.
You can say that at 7 in the morning, can you?
Look, I think I can. Anyone out there that drinks prune juice for real, like actually drinks it for normal, you've got serious issues. You need to pull over and ring someone. I don't know.
I think it's supposed to help you.
Naturally rich with antioxidants.
You'll probably feel better for drinking that.
Oh, will I?
Yeah.
Oh, will I feel so much better that I'll go home and listen to some movies and actually memorise what people friggin' say?
I've got some Baroccas in there. You want to drop a Barocca in it?
Yeah, I bet they're Baroccas, Matty. I bet they're Baroccas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Thursday Big Breakfast. We have the camera. The photos will be up on Facebook later. Stokesy, crack that lid. Let everyone hear it. Let everyone hear it.
I can't get the lid off.
You're going to have to smash the top. Oh, man, that prune juice is hard to get into.
There you go, it's popped open now.
All right, here we go.
Now, do I really have to do
give
this,
the audience an idea?
Oh, it's so foul, man, seriously. Oh,
It's literally just a bottle of really dodgy, it looks like just storm water.
It does, that's exactly what it actually looks like, Sydney water. Made in Australia, yeah, where? Where in Australia is this made?
All right, give it a shot. See if you can put the whole thing down. Ready, and try to keep it away from the equipment.
Righto.
Oh, shit, he's turning green. Oh, give it up!
That is the most disgusting juice in the... Who eats prunes? Seriously. You've got problems.
Can I just say, that was a great job. Man. That was a great job of Scullin.
Yeah, whatever, man. I'm over it. I'm over both of you. You retards. Sorry, am I allowed to say that?
Apparently.
Oh, great photo of me nearly wanting to throw up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thursday Big Breakfast. Feel free to find us on Facebook. And any other suggestions you have for Stokesy.
I'd just like to say, Sunraysia, good job. It looked like a nice drop.
Look, it wasn't as bad as it looked. Can I say? Like, it was all right. It's not too bad. I wouldn't drink it every day. But
I think it's designed as a clear-out type deal.
Is it?
Yep.
Right.
Like a...
So
get your insides healthy.
Right. It's a bowel cleanser. Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
That's good, because you're probably right in the risk area of...
So right now, in my bowel, there's a bouncer saying, last drinks. Yep, last drinks. Got to leave. Come on, hurry up. There's a bell
ringing.
I hate that. I hate when you haven't. You just got a full drink and the bouncer goes, time to go.
No, keep going.
Are we allowed to talk more?
Normally the whip's cracking it.
Yeah, normally you're it's waffling. Like, hurry up.
You're waffling. It is the Thursday Big Breakfast. Stokesy has sculled the bottle of Sydney Storm Water.
Yeah.
And
so we're going to study our movies next for the next couple of weeks.
Well, interestingly,
we
have an expert on movies coming up from Melbourne in the next few weeks. She's coming up to cover the Sydney Film Festival for us. Her name is Janet Greeson. She has a doctorate and a bachelor of all kinds of stuff in cinema. So we're going to actually be putting people up against her in War of the Roses.
Well, I mean, next week I'm going to do it. My War of the Roses is going to be, quotes from porn films. And we'll see how we go.
Nice. So there'll be like three quotes.
And they'll be all fast forwarded.
Let's say Big Breakfast, you give love a bad name. This is Thursday Big Breakfast, 2RRR 88.5, and we have a very special guest in the audience, the ex-governor of California, Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hey, Arnie, how you doing?
Listen to me.
Who
listen
are you?
To me.
Now, Arnie, obviously you're in the news a bit at the moment. You've got a love child out there, so obviously you're going for president. How did this happen, Arnie?
Yeah, they said they were 99% accurate. They said... If I wear rubber, I'll be all right. They lied.
Stokesy, we have a big name in the audience, in the room. What are you? What have you always wanted to ask, Mr. Schwarzenegger?
I want to know who is his daddy and what did he do.
It's not a tumor.
Now, According to your health, according to your universal health policy,
zombies, everybody get down.
According to your universal health policy, and I'm quoting here, you've got a quote here for your universal health policy. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Oh, were you talking about your wife?
Now, do you believe that that is a fair and accurate policy to have for universal health cover? And more importantly, can we hear you say it?
Yes. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
How's your mate Dylan going? Is he back in the office?
Yes.
How's that desk job?
Yes.
This is the Thursday Big Breakfast where we just thought we'd wing it.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Why not?
Arnie just left.
Right, there's two of them.
Tonight's forecast.
What is the weather going to be like today?
I'm just having a look out the window. It looks cold.
Arnold. I was asking Arnold.
He left.
No. Yeah,
he's gone.
Arnold, we want the weather from Arnold. Get him back.
Okay, hold on. Where is he? Tonight's forecast. Pretty hot. Pretty hot.
Lovely.
I wasn't going to do it.
Remember, next week, ladies and gentlemen, Stokes is taking over again.
Come on. Everybody get down. Oh. Get him out of here. He's hopeless, that bloke.
So he did it with his mate, eh?
Yeah.
What?
With a staff member.
He
broke up with his wife. That looked fairly, you know, typically Hollywood. And then next thing you know, he has a love child with a 50-year-old woman who...
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the kid's 15 or something now, 14.
Okay, so...
So he's had the secret for 14 years or something.
How long was he married to both of us?
Shriver. No idea. A few years. He was governor for quite a few years.
Was it during that period?
Yeah.
Good on him.
How's this for you? He obviously had the child with her a number of years ago. Then he became governor, and then he hired her.
Yeah. Well, that was a way to keep her quiet, keep her close.
Yeah.
Mm. See, I think
that worked so well for Bill. Mm.
I think what his strategy should be. So, I mean, if I was his publicist, I think the strategy going forward for Arnie right now would be to find a time displacement machine, go back to 1984. And
don't film Red Heat
and kill her mother. That way, it'll never happen.
Yep, that makes sense.
He should knock on doors until he finds his help. The person he did.
This woman's 50 years old. I'm pretty sure. Even if you kill the mother at 84, she's going to be fine.
All right, so we'll change tack then. He needs to find a DeLorean and go back to 1925. Yeah.
Why is he going to 25?
Because that's when the mother of the help would be alive. Kill her, and then Cybernine would be fine.
My
isn't
point is,
50?
If he's got a time displacement, why does he need a DeLorean?
Because it's a cool car.
DeLorean, yeah, just for driving down the main strip.
Yeah.
Windows.
Because if there's anything that went well with 1925, it's a DeLorean. Thursday Big Breakfast, we've got The Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim.
Mine's a bat.
How you doing, people? It's one of those days. It's Thursday. We hope you're having a lovely day. We did get a text from one of our loyal listeners.
Bullshit.
pointing out the fact that for once crap was going into Stokes' mouth instead of coming out of it. And you know what? I think we should get that guy into the studio. What do you reckon?
I think we should get him in. I agree. We'll get you in some gridiron gear and we'll get him in as well.
Well, let's do it inside the studio. I think he's got less of a run up.
I don't think it matters with Nimbus. I reckon Nimbus would be keen to come in.
I don't know.
Nimbus, if you want to come in, call 9816-2938 now.
Don't invite him in.
We'll organise a time for you to...
Don't invite him in.
Yeah, we'll get you in with the cop.
Well, I mean, the only...
Well, he won't be able to be in here with the copper.
Why not?
Well, it's Nimbus. Oh, they all know him.
Can we wait until we're doing a show for the disadvantaged? Then we'll bring him in.
Today's theme are lists.
What was it again?
Go.
Three.
Oh, Matt was about to give you some advice.
Is that three now?
No, I didn't get it all the way out.
Matt had a plan for the next 5 minutes for you right then.
Or is it 3-1?
Okay, the list today, and what I wanted to create a list of the most annoying songs I hate you and everything you stand for. You will lose next time, guaranteed.
I can't believe I'm the one that had the prune juice and you're the one farting. That's just gross, mate.
I know, Matt. That's disgusting.
Seriously.
Lose your game, son.
What we got is a list of hard...
List of grossness.
A list of wacky... No, a list of the most annoying song. You ever get a song in your head and it stays in your head all day?
Sledgehammer.
I'm looking for something slightly more annoying. I mean, what was the one you had earlier?
That song about that blue thing.
I'm blue. That one.
Go on, sing it again, Matty.
My wife's one was accidentally Kelly Street.
Oh. Yeah.
That one always got in her head. I have here a list of top five annoying songs for you, the listening public, to try to get out of your head today.
I hope the Venga Bus is on there.
No, this is from... These are the top five annoying songs from animated television shows. Let's just bring it down a little bit. So at number five, we have... I don't actually know what is at number five. I'm going to hit play.
Professionalism.
Yeah. I know. No, I put them in a numbered order. I didn't want myself to know what they were. So, and these are for you out there. You can agree with me, disagree with me. It's a list of the most annoying songs, and try to get them out of your head during your day today. Here we go with number five of the top five worst ones.
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't!
Well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a word, a Brian, don't you know about the bird? Well, Peter's gonna tell you about the bird. A well, a bird, bird. A bird, a word, a well, a bird.
Surfing bird. That's at number five. What do you reckon, guys? That's a bit of an annoying one?
Yep.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it too. I find myself singing it fairly often.
All right, well, that's half the point of these songs. You can't get them out of your head. I had one in my head yesterday that just, every time I got rid of it, it came back, and that's number one today. This is at number four.
Come on, people now, people now. People now, come on, people now. Got to drive hybrids, people now. People now, people now, people now. Hybrids are for people now, people now. Good for people driving, people now. Get a hybrid, be good people now.
Right. That's from South Park, the hybrid song. What do you reckon, guys?
That's a great ep.
That was a good episode. Smugness.
Yes.
Which is ironically what we have in here whenever Stokesy takes over.
Excuse me.
Don't you agree with me, LT?
I'm leaving.
Yeah, there is an air of smugness.
Yes.
Smugness.
Yes. Smagness.
It's more arrogance, Smagness. Actually.
Smegness.
It's arrogance.
Smegness. I mean, who
this
the
is a show
hell
about
names
this, right?
A kitchen brand after the word smeg? Seriously, who names their kitchen company Smeg?
I don't know, cheese. I guess it makes sense.
All right, at number three.
Too early.
At number three of the most annoying songs to get stuck in your head during the day from a television show, we have.
This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough.
That's right. The happy, 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 happy joy. Stokesy LT, are you happy, happy?
Yes, definitely.
No.
No?
I'm sad and anxious.
Why are you...
Because I don't know what else you're going to pull out to make me drink or eat or wear.
At
like
number
a deer
two,
in headlights over
at
here.
At number two in our most annoying songs to get out of your head, we have...
It's peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time! Peanut butter jelly time!
Now we at?
Thursday Big Breakfast, the most annoying songs that you can't get out of your head, and we're playing the top five of them. What do you reckon so far?
What was that last one? I've not heard that last one
That's
before.
That's a Peanut Butter Jelly Time
peanut
song.
Peanut Butter Jelly Time.
What's that from?
It's an ad.
They covered it in...
Family Guy.
In Family Guy as well. Okay.
But that's one of the originals. And at number one, this song was stuck in my head all day yesterday. And it's not even like it's a song. It's just this very small portion from a Family Guy episode. Now imagine this being stuck in your head the entire
day. Is that
day.
Because you've got a small memory ability and that's just, all you can remember I was a good stuck 3 seconds or something?
I was stuck on repeat, believe me, on this one.
Goldfish.
Every time I got rid of it, I would suddenly start it again. And this is it. At number one of the most annoying songs to get stuck in your head, we have... Every time
I've heard that song stuck in my head,
I would go into a shop and then I'd walk out and I'd go, and I'd hum it. Could not get it out of my head for the entire day. That is my top five most annoying songs. How do you think from television shows? What do you think, guys?
The Beverly Hills Cop 3 was on the other night. I watched it. It's the worst one of the three.
Definitely.
Is that the one where they go to Wally World? Or
yeah. You know, the one where it has...
Wally World.
It's when Eddie Murphy started to get, like, second thoughts about swearing too much. So he made a really clean...
The joy of the Beverly Hill Cop ones were putting him into a situation where he had to talk his way out of it, you know, and in some outrageous way. They don't do it in number three. It's really dull and totally lifeless in script-wise.
Yeah.
If you could actually say that about a Beverly Hills Cop movie.
Yeah, and the bad guys are really cheesy. Extremely cheesy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it didn't have Taggart.
Yeah, where was Taggart?
I mean, it had Rosewood, no Taggart.
Maybe he retired. He was getting pretty old, wasn't he?
Taggart. Well, he's still in movies. Yeah, I just think he went, you know what? No.
Maybe he's doing a radio show somewhere where he had to drink prune juice.
At least he's regular.
This is the Thursday Big Breakfast. That was our top five most annoying songs to get out of your
head for
the day.
I think you missed a couple. I think you missed...
Which one?
The song that never ends.
Well, funnily enough, you should mention that.
This is the song that doesn't end.
Enjoy.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
That's enough, guys.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end.
How do I turn you off?
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
Okay.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever.
I can't believe you guys.
This is the song that doesn't end.
Okay.
Yes,
I've had
it.
That's it. That's it. What are you doing?
Some people.
Thursday Big Breakfast 2RRR 88.5, and that was Bart Simpson, Do the Bartman. Can you believe that was ever a big hit?
No, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I like how they poke fun of it now these days too. I think that's good.
It's very 90s.
Yeah, it was very 90s. It
has that 90s hip-hop sound.
Yep.
It went to number one.
Really?
Yep. Went to
Where?
Number one.
In what country?
This country.
No.
It was probably done by Prince or something.
God.
Let's say Big Breakfast with the wacky duo 90s. Of LT and Stokesy. Guys, what do you got planned for the weekend?
Weekend. I'll probably work.
Did I hear that you were going to play a couple of rounds of golf?
Oh, yeah, Friday.
Can we invite
Friday.
Our listeners to come down and watch?
Friday, me and old Nimdog might get on the course and have a whack or two. golf, that is. And
lies.
I'm glad you cleared that up for us.
Because I've done like 16 days straight now, so I thought I'd give myself a day off. And then Friday night, going to watch the NSW GFL Juniors Grand Final.
So who's playing this weekend?
So that for everyone out, that's our Junior Gridiron.
Junior American Football.
Yeah, there's a game Friday night. It's
there's
a Grand
a game
Final.
Friday night between the Central Coast Sharks, who my little brother's playing for, and the Wollongong, whoever they are. Which is funny because both teams are out of Sydney that normally don't do amazingly well in seniors. Yet they're doing all right in juniors. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what about the big games for the weekend? Who's playing? Are we betting against the Rabbitohs?
Well, the Rabbitohs have got the Warriors in Auckland.
That's tough, man.
Look, if you want to go double or nothing, I'll take the Warriors.
All right, we're going to go double or nothing, but, yeah, so what is it, $10?
So it goes up to $10. So you're on the Bunnies, I'm on the Warriors.
Yeah? All right, we can do that.
It's almost a home game for the Bunnies, isn't it?
For most of the forward pack, yeah.
Half their forward packs. Okay.
Yeah. No, mate, I haven't got much on this weekend, to be honest. I'm going to go to the grand final with LT and check that out. And then rest of the weekend, I'm just going to drink prune juice and write love letters to you, Matty, to be honest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Facebook.
That's it. It wouldn't be so bad, but he fluttered his eyelashes when he said that. And I'm just, I'm feeling really uncomfortable.
The fluttering
right now
of the eyelashes weren't to you. It was a fluttering of my bowel moving right now from the prune juice.
What was
the cramp that I'm getting?
What was the Ned Kelly thing?
That's right. The Ned Kelly thing. Yes. I was going to bring that up in a couple of weeks.
For some reason, inexplicably, I look like Ned Kelly.
So can we get the photos up on our Facebook of you, of photos of you and obviously a photo of him together?
I can try. I can get that organised.
So what you're telling us is Ned Kelly looked like Mr. Bean.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I think he might have been the original Mr. Bean, which is why he got in trouble.
That's why he was so quiet.
Yeah. That's why he wore the helmet. Yeah, maybe I should wear a helmet around.
So instead of getting Mick Jagger to have played it, they should have got Rowan Atkinson.
Just get your
I love how the Picassos in this room are picking on me and the way I look.
No, I just didn't.
You look like a Wookiee, Matty G.
I've known
and
you.
And you've got a pineapple head, LT.
I've known you how long?
Long time.
Like years,
from the galaxy
talking,
far, far away.
We're talking a decade or so more. And I know nothing about this Ned Kelly thing yet. Matty, who's known you weeks now, knows more about you than I do.
That's because he framed me.
I watched you?
He framed me.
For those people that don't know, that's when they go through your Facebook and find out all your information.
Yeah. Because I haven't limited access. I've given all my friends total access. That sounds wrong, but
total access.
It is the Thursday Big Breakfast. Big D with Substance is going to be in a minute. We're going to be out of here, but before we do that, we need to speak to the people who are in Studio 2 and listening to us and get their opinion on the show. Guys, what did you think?
How long are we here for?
20 years.
If I'd known that judge was giving us the box, I'd have asked for the chair.
Yep, that was funny 20 years ago.
They love us.
Thursday Big Breakfast,
Jace,
guys.
Jace, I called you twice. Anyway, keep going.
Okay, LT's talking to his own private friends out there.
Thursday Big Breakfast. We've got a final song for you before Big D takes over. We'll see you next week with Stokesy at the helm.
Me in control.
We also have the cops and the crazy cat lady.
Yep.
Just hope she's not listening. I don't think she's crazy at all.
With the cat lady.
Cool.
I have a song for you now. It's called Come Out and Play, traditionally done by The Offspring, but this one is done by Richard Cheese.
Bye, everybody.
This is the Thursday Breakfast. Have a good one.
See you.